This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
We had a very, very interesting night last night.
We did.
Before we get any further, though, I'm going to pass the mic off to you so you can say a prayer.
Yes, sir.
And we'll kind of discuss it.
Sounds good. Father in heaven, we just, again, as always, we want to thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to get together and to really have thought-provoking conversation about our relationship with you and how to grow that relationship. And also, Father, we want to thank you for the scripture that we were reminded of today, where we are allowed to boldly come into your presence, Father God, that you are listening to us and that you want to hear from us, but it's up to us to do it. So, Father, we just lift this whole thing up to you and ask that you take control of it, that you ordain it for what you have it for. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so last night was...
It was fun. It was interesting, but it was very fun.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I felt like we just listened to a few minutes of it.
But, yeah.
All in all, it sounded like it turned out pretty good.
It did. So by the time everybody hears this recording, they will have heard what happened last night, which was we had our entire men's group, our Bible study group for Monday nights, on the podcast. And we shared 4 mics amongst 7 dudes and had some very good conversation. There was a lot of interaction. It was very encouraging because some of the guys that are a little less participatory most of the time were very interactive and had lots to say. And there was a lot of very wise things that came out last night. Everybody was dropping bombs, man, and it was fun. It really, really was. It honestly, I'm kind of like, when are we gonna do that again?
Yeah,
you know, maybe not too soon because it'll kind of wear off, but. I definitely think that we should do it again.
Yeah, quarterly or something.
Something like that. They had a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
And it was kind of one of those things where we've talked a few times, multiple times, about maybe doing something outside of just kind of the business as usual. Yeah. And even though we were kind of doing the business and talking about God's word and stuff like that, it was different. So it just felt different and like we were able to kind of play with each other as men and, you know, have some fun and... Then there was some real honest things that came out, and, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to hear the playback when I go to edit, and I'm excited for everybody to hear it. So.
Yeah. Good. Good. Good, good.
What about you? How'd you think about it?
It was – honestly, I didn't have any fears of it not being good coming into it.
I
really felt like it was going to be good regardless. I kind of felt like – This gets so easy as we go.
Yeah.
The only thing that I was kind of worried about was keeping everybody corralled in.
Yeah.
You know, a whole lot of banter getting started and kind of just getting out of control. But for the most part, we really kept it under wraps, kept everybody kind of engaged in a topic or
in the conversation, yeah, whatever the conversation
if it
was.
If the topic got changed, we transitioned really well. It wasn't just like, you know, one person over here talking about something way off the wall, and then over here just boom, some totally different subject. You know, because that's what I was. That was the only thing that I
right going out into left field. I don't know what
over and over again. Like everybody that got a chance to mic just hitting something off in la la land. You know?
I found it interesting to this. Like, I was very grateful that they were that they paid attention. Like when someone was talking and someone else would raise their hand, it was like, or you know, which is weird because we're like. Again, we're sharing four mics amongst seven people, and really, I was isolated. I was on my own with a mic, so really six guys sharing three mics, and they really were submissive to each other, and they would finish their point and let that next person talk. So I thought it went far better than I expected, to be honest with you. I think everybody took it seriously, which is kind of the one thing I was concerned about was maybe not taking it seriously because this is I don't want to speak for you personally, but I'm passionate about this, and this is important to me. So
yeah, and our Monday night group kind of gets off the rails a little
sometimes. There,
you know, we get to cutting up and you know getting loose, and a lot of the times we just kind of we kind of get off kilter.
So we turn into men. Yeah, or actually we turn from men into boys and start acting like silly and
start,
stuff like that.
Yeah, we start acting like teenagers and like total freaking jack wagons.
Yeah, sure does.
There was you brought up a very interesting question to start that. Which was a great way to open that show. With the question of, and I'm sure you know all these people. Anybody that's listened to the episode before this one, they already know what we're talking about, but for anybody that just kind of jumps around in episodes or whatever, just kind of wanted to reiterate that that topic was. What brought you to Bible study and what are you expecting to get out of it?
Yeah.
That was a great way to open it because I think everybody had really, really good reasons.
Yeah. You I think so, too. I thought it was, again, it was very honest and it was fair and it was, you know, each person, you could see their personality and their answer because we know them personally. You can kind of like, okay, that makes a lot of sense, you know. And same with the other question Tanner brought, I think, when he asked about what does that relationship mean to you in one word, right? Yeah. Or two words.
If you had to explain what your relationship to Christ or your relationship in the Word was.
In one or two words,
yeah. Mine was salvation.
Yeah, mine was struggle.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've listened to this podcast for very long, you know how passionate I am about the fact that struggles are part of the deal.
Harley had a really good one, too.
I don't remember exactly what he said.
Something along questioning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did, questioning. And that's a great answer.
Yeah.
It's a very, I mean, we're supposed to. We should question things. We also have to understand that we're not always going to get the answers.
Yeah, you definitely know? Definitely not the answer we want, or in the time frame we want.
That's for sure.
Because you may ask for it, but you may not know for quite a while.
Yeah, maybe years.
Yeah,
and sometimes that takes years of study before you get a revelation. You know what I mean? Like you actually have to study it and seek it to get the answer you're looking for. And the only answer I'm looking for is truth. I want the truth.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't want to give anything but the truth. So we did talk about that too, about like how
I'm very
cautious about like, wait a minute, we better verify, we better make for dang sure that we know what we're talking about before we say that. You know what I mean? Because it specifically talks about what happens to false teachers.
Yeah,
about how their punishment is greater than those who they fooled. You know what I'm saying? And like. I don't need that. I don't want that.
No, and even if it's not about that.
Yeah.
Even if it's just more about the fact of, okay, so to misguide someone in this area could do them tremendous spiritual harm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just about the punishment that you will receive. It's about what you're doing to this person's spiritual walk, which you may be robbing them of something very, very valuable. That's to me, is a huge, huge injustice to that person, you know, and that's probably why the punishment is so severe.
Right.
Because you are taking that away from them, you know what I mean?
Right. You're absolutely right. Go ahead. I was looking up a scripture because something else that I was thinking about. Yeah, the punishment being so great because of what you're stealing from that person.
You're essentially robbing them of a lot of spiritual gain and spiritual future if you are. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you could, I don't know if you'd be considered a false teacher if you try to shield them from some of the things that may kind of affect them negatively at this point in their walk or whatever.
Right.
But to just go out and like completely just butcher it however you see fit and promise them all these empty promises about how they're going to get a mansion and yada, 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 and they have all these expectations, and then, oh, yeah, you can just do whatever you want all the time as long as you're saved, and you know what I mean? And that's not really what that's about. Yes, yeah. Once you're saved, you're saved, but I don't feel like you can just totally jump off the path and stay off there. I think you have to walk that path.
It's choice, right?
You have to continuously walk that path, you know?
Yeah. And I think that we all get into this when we talk about the relationship with Christ, when we talk about starting that relationship with Christ, we all come out like a bullet from a gun. You know what I mean? We're freaking on fire and we're very committed to everything and all that kind of stuff. But we all go through this pace of things that happens. And at some point you get to the point where it's like, it's not quite as important to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think this happens.
You stop listening to the worship music. You stop paying attention so much in church. Like everything just kind of, you get idle. You get in cruise control.
You start missing Sundays.
Yeah.
You know? I think this happens, bro. I think this happens not just in our Christ relationships, but in our personal relationships. Like over time, you get so caught up or kind of comfortable with people that you kind of just take things for granted, right?
Yeah.
And so you stop communicating right, or, you know, you just kind of take for granted that, well, like our relationship right now, dude.
Yeah.
This is almost easily the most important friendship that I've ever had, right, in my life. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong, not a lot of competition. I hadn't had a lot of friends in my life, right? And I don't mean that to be a jerk. I'm just saying.
So you mean the bar wasn't set very high to begin with? Is what you're
No. I'm more saying, like, that's because I'm so guarded.
Yeah.
I don't create a lot of relationships, right?
Yeah.
But with you and with our group, I have been very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I'm trusting you, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I'm trusting them. But I think that you guys trust me. But if I start to take those things for granted, if we start to take those things for granted, what happens? You start to hurt me or I start to hurt you.
Yeah.
Because I treat you as though it's not that important,
yeah.
Right? What I'm trying to say, and I'm sorry the way I said that made it sound like, you know, the bar wasn't set real high.
it's all good.
To be quite honest with you, my bar is very high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because my ability to trust other people with my stuff and with what's inside of here is very limited.
Yeah.
And so for me to trust that should tell you how much I value that friendship, right?
Yeah.
It's very high. But still, over the course of time, the longer that we're friends, moments like this will come up where it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about this. This is something that we're passionate about, right? We're trying to grow.
Just talking about in general.
In relationship.
Our general relationship.
Hey, you want to watch the football game? Yeah. Not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And look, we take stuff like that for granted.
Yeah.
I'm bad about that. I'm really bad about that because I'm kind of isolatory and I like my space and I like to be kind of just on my own with my wife or, you know, whatever. Even without her, sometimes I like to just be in my own space.
Yeah.
But I could be dismissing a moment that you need. You know what I mean?
Well, the part of the biggest, it's, you would know, because I mean, I'm very.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Much the same way, I prefer... I mean, I will, like, I am a social butterfly, however you want to say that.
Yeah.
I do, like, but I get uncomfortable very easy. Like, I can go and how I react is completely different.
Yep.
You know, I gotta, like, I'm so afraid of looking like I feel uncomfortable that I do everything in the world to not look uncomfortable. So I start turning into the jokester and the start trying to really appease everybody and all that stuff, and that's where me and you are different. Will just shut down and leave.
I'm not saying that that's okay, by the way.
So it's kind of, you would know 100% if it was something I needed, because I would be reaching out.
Sure.
But I also am the same way. Like, I'm okay with sitting at my house, you know what I mean? I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday I just chilled.
Yeah.
Watch NASCAR. You know what I mean?
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm
stinking Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
Finished second.
I don't know what happened to Chastain. It was just a poor setup.
He ate it, didn't he?
He had a terrible car, I guess. I mean, just the setup was off, because he was all by his lonesome, dude. And he just and you know, Pocono is very unforgiving.
Yeah. The tricky triangle.
Yeah, and that dude freaking smacked the crap out of the wall.
Oh, that's right. He was the one that lost it and holed her in.
Slapped the whole side of his car, like he high-fived the wall with the side of his car. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Anyways.
But I was just saying, the reason I started saying all of that is literally I was trying to bring up the point that, like, we have to figure out how to stay in the path of growth in this relationship, right? Like, we have to, it's not only getting on the path, it's how do we get there and stay on the path? What's the next step? Smacked your elbow on the table. That looked like it hurt. Oh, no.
It was just the right spot, and it was loud, and I was thinking, crap.
Bloopers.
Yeah. Well, all just to flip my snuff in the trash can.
I know, so, right?
That's the only spot I had to throw it, and I had to reach out there kind of far. So,
I was just kind of bringing up that point so that, and I think that that's what we're starting to talk about. It's like, okay, how do you stay on the path, right? And look, I know we're all going to venture and we all sway a little bit, but how do we correct and then stay on the path a little bit longer this next time? Yeah. You see where I'm at? It's like every time be a little bit better than you were the last time. It's like wake up better tomorrow than I was yesterday or than I was today. You know what I mean? And hopefully I was better today than I was yesterday. You know what I mean? That's the goal every single day. And that's what this relationship is to me. Yeah. Not just this relationship, but this relationship with Christ. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be that better husband, that better father, friend, brother that I know I'm supposed to be.
And the thing about that, the thing about wanting that, is if you actually really kind of focus on your walk with Christ, you achieve those.
it kind of naturally just happens.
It naturally happens because you're kind of, you're walking in his way. Like you're, right. you're following his protocol. Like you're really kind of following the path that he's laid out for all humankind. So your relationships typically do get a lot easier.
Right.
In one very, very, interesting, scenario with that whole thing is typically you get more patient, you get more kind. So you're not really, you're not so aggressive. You're not so hateful. You're things really kind of start to work out for you in that manner because you're walking that way of life. So yes, of course it, if you really want those things, then a good, strong relationship with Christ will, you'll have those things. Even right. if you feel like that's not, look, cause I've questioned how good of a father I am or how good of a husband I am and
yeah.
things like that. I've questioned that.
I think we all do, brother.
And even sometimes I'm like, dang, man, like, I, but then sometimes I look back and I'm like, dude, like, why are you being so hard on, like, you're doing everything you're supposed to. You know, you're taking your family to church. You're making it a point to make sure that, you know, when the kids are in the car, I have chilled out with the hard rock, you know, it's, yeah. I try to typically have something like worship music on or something like that. Or
yeah.
So I'm not exposing my youngest,
yeah.
which he's fixing to be 12. I'm not exposing him to such, because like for adults, like that music actually calms me.
Yeah, no, me too.
I can kind of funnel everything that's going on and I chill and I rock out and I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
But for a younger kid, I can see how that would kind of be, he would kind of get some anger
yeah.
out of it, you know?
Yeah. It might give the wrong impression yeah. a little bit. And look, man, the thing I know, my dad and I were talking about this earlier, is like, look, so much of our behavior is learned behavior. Something that we learned from
taught traits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, yes, we have a personality and we, you know what I'm saying? But like some of the ways that we react and that we respond to things is strictly from things that we learned. Right. Yeah. And it was taught to us. And then we find out that those are wrong and unhealthy.
And then you're trying to change them.
Yeah, yeah. Now we've got the daunting task of trying to change it. And it's, where else are you going to turn, man? Yeah. The wonderful counselor. That's the, you know what I mean? Like, don't be, I think professional counseling is helpful. I think that even Christians should pursue traditional counseling, professional counseling if they need it. Like, if, you know what I mean? Like, our pastors got counseling, man. They go to counseling.
Yeah.
These are, and I can understand from a certain perspective, like, as a pastor, I can't imagine how hard it is to shepherd people as much as you do and then see them continue to stay in the same places over and over and over yeah. again and eventually leave because they're mad at you because something you said didn't happen yeah. or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I can't imagine.
That's the exact same kind of, you know, whirly bird ride that we take our Lord and Savior on.
Yep.
You know, yeah. like he sits there and he's like, what are you doing? Like, I've already freed you from this. Why do you keep going back?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember what that video is called, but have you ever seen the video? It's like a guy throwing it. He's basically, it's a shark, a little baby shark. Like, I want to say a little baby hammerhead. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's beside the point, but he's like beached. So the guy kind of picks him up and he doesn't want to go out there with him. So he like kind of spears him into the water.
Yeah.
Well, the shark comes right back. And then, so he does it again. And then, so like, they're all like, dude, what is happening? And I guess it has like, you know, like, I don't know if he just was confused, like maybe something was wrong with him or he just didn't want to go back out in the water or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the same way. Like, this guy is like throwing him back out. Like, hey, dude, look, you're going to die if you stay up here. Yeah. And he keeps throwing him back out in the water and he just keeps coming right back up. Like, that dude's like standing there on the shore and then it's like, he just parks himself right back up on the beach. Like, he just beaches himself again.
He's like, maybe he thinks it's a game. I don't know.
Yeah, like, oh, hey, that was fun. Throw me again, you know?
Well, I can understand not wanting to walk out in the water with a shark.
Yeah, because And the, but it was just it was a really cool. He picked him up and he wasn't squirming around or nothing, and he just kind of like tossed him like that, and you know, that goes out in the water and it's kind of the wave is kind of wavy and he's you can see him kind of flopping around and then
comes right back.
Yeah, it comes right back.
But it's absolutely what we talk about all the time, right? Like why do
I've our, already freed you from that.
Our why special keep... our special little knot of all our baggage, man, and we love our pain so much that we don't want we want the freedom from it, but then we don't want it because it's not comfortable anymore. You know, it's uncomfortable to chase this, to chase this life. It's uncomfortable to leave things behind, to peel things off. You know, Morgan made that great point about like when you're going like going through cancer treatment, you know what I mean? Like we're trying to remove this from you and it's gonna suck at first. But if we don't do it, it's going to kill you. You know what I mean? And sometimes those treatments are very aggressive and can kill you too. Don't get me wrong. Like there's a lot to be that can be talked about there, but it's the same idea. But we do this with a psychological thing. You know what I mean? Because all of this is all about our mind. I continue to think about things that I did to my kids, you know what I'm saying, 15 years ago that they don't even –
they don't even remember.
They don't even talk about it. They had nothing.
They probably don't even remember them.
The things that
you're beating yourself up, and they probably don't. Yeah. It's you know how it's like it's been processed and it's gone like
gone. Yeah. The crazy thing is I'm beating myself up over it. The things that they talk about now, they laugh about. It's not like they're holding any ill will towards me or anything. Yeah. They laugh about it, and it's like. Why am I kicking myself in the butt for it? Because I love my sons. And I, again, we talked about this last night with the group about how I was talking to my son. And he said, I said, you know, there's a part of me that wishes that I had been on this path sooner so that you guys had this dad instead of me now. And he made a very eloquent point about like, well, which is better for you to have raised me this way or for me to see true change in you?
Yeah.
And it's like, pfft, it blew my mind.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah, some
intense words of wisdom right there.
You know, like over the last decade, they have seen me change as a man, as a person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In all the ways that we talked about, father, son, brother, husband, employee, boss, all of it. Yeah. I've become a different man in the last 10 years, and I'm still going. Like, I'm not – I don't want to take that for granted. I want to keep growing. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to step backwards or anything like that, but it's just – it was a very proud moment to hear him say that. But still, I turned around 20 minutes later and I'm thinking about the same thing. Like, why couldn't I have done this sooner? Why couldn't I have been this man sooner?
Yeah.
You know, why couldn't I have given you that guys that instead of you having to suffer along with me, you know? But that was the journey.
Yeah. So, well, you brought up a parable.
Okay, so I had something, and I know you had something too. We'll do both. A couple of weeks ago, we talked with Aiden, and he actually brought this up, the parable of the seed, yeah. Right, and it falling on the footpath and all that kind of stuff. Well, I don't know if you remember, but two or three weeks ago at church, I leaned forward and I said, hey, write down this word, multiply.
Yeah.
At the time, I wasn't real sure why. I just knew that that was the word.
It's probably, no.
It wouldn't be any of those.
I handed you that paper.
Yeah.
That I was writing on that Sunday.
Yeah, I don't remember where it's at. Anyway, doesn't matter. I remembered the word.
Yeah.
I just know that it was multiply. And the first thing I thought of was this parable, right? But there's one specific part that I was kind of leaning on. And it was in verse 8, Luke chapter 8, verse 8. He's already described how the seed scattering on the footpath, you know, amongst the weeds, all that kind of stuff, amongst the thorns. He's already described all of that. In verse 8, he says, other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as it had been planted, right? So the point of multiply is what I was thinking of right there. All this other stuff had failed. All these other seeds had failed. But every single seed that was spread on fertile soil produced 100 times. So basically 100 more seeds. You see where I'm at there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm thinking about the
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Seeds. Okay. We're talking about planting good seeds on good soil. I would posit that we don't do a very good job of planting good seeds, but we plant bad seeds by the words that we use, by the things that we say about ourselves, to our family, to our friends.
So I have an interesting way of kind of relating that to normal times, or like modern times. You talk about the crop being a good seed. The seed from the crop is a good seed.
Right.
Consider the bad seed like weed seed, like general ragweed, crabgrass, like all the crap that we have growing in our front yard.
Yeah.
So you think about it that way. If you're walking around with a handful of seed and it's mixed, like you have a little bit of good seed in there, and then you have all the bull crap that you've been saying and doing and how you've been acting, and, you know, we're all different when we're by ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. The person that's sitting here at the table is not the person that I am when I'm all by myself.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more harsh. Mm-hmm. I'm very quick to kind of put myself down. So all that stuff is being carried in that handful of good seed. And you throw it in fertile soil.
Yep. It's going on fertile soil now. That's a good point.
The crop is going to grow up, but all you're going to have all that crap in there that you just threw, that you just planted too. That makes it a lot harder for you to get a good crop.
Right. Now, I'll relate this back to something I was talking to my wife about the other day, because we're talking about our yard, right? Our front yard. We've been here for 2 years now, and it looks far better than it did when we got here. But there's still weeds, right? It's a probably 70% grass, 30% weeds at this point. Yeah. And it frustrates her to see when it gets a little bit bigger, like she sees the leaves start to pop out. So, like, we know those are weeds, and, you know, we pick them and all that kind of stuff. And it just made me think about life and about this whole thing, this whole walk. Like, I told her, I said, you know, all you got to do is keep on working at it. You just got to keep picking the weeds where you can, keep feeding it, keep watering it, keep throwing out seed every year. We'll treat it. We'll give it fertilizer. We try to kill the weeds with some, you know, weed and feed and or weed be gone, whatever. And every year it gets a little bit more grass and a little less weeds.
Yeah.
Right? Eventually, you'll barely see any weeds. There may not be any weeds out there anymore. Yeah. Right? This is the whole point. This process, this thing, like my life right now is probably about 70% grass and 30% weeds.
Yeah.
Now I have a choice. I can continue to work at it, right? I continue to feed it. I continue to water it. I continue to pick out the stuff that doesn't belong, like the weeds.
Yeah.
Or I can leave it alone and let it do what it does. And you know what happens? All the grass will be gone.
Yeah.
And it'll be nothing but weeds again. Yeah,
And dirt. And dirt.
But
your front yard has made a huge transition just from the beginning of the spring.
Yeah.
I mean, just this season.
Yeah.
from the right before spring to now, it's a huge difference.
Yeah. I'm hoping what I'm saying is kind of making sense in that, like, what I'm really trying to get at, it kind of leads back to the first conversation about, like, getting on the path and staying on the path.
Yeah.
But it's really more about persistence.
Yeah.
Right? This journey has to be persistent. We must persistently take another step.
Yeah.
And take another step. And take another step, because we're never going to get there if we don't keep walking.
Yeah.
Right? And you're never going to get the grass you want if you don't keep picking the weeds and giving it water and you know, nurturing it with giving it nutrients and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You're never going to get the yard you want if you don't. Yeah. You're never going to get the relationship you want with Christ if you don't.
Yeah.
You're never going to see the growth that you need or want in your life if you don't, if you aren't persistent.
Oh, what?
You keep looking over my shoulder.
Just,
I'm like, what's over there?
I'm sorry, no in particular reason. I'm just like,
there's a window.
sorry.
Hey, it's all good. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm hoping that makes. Again, I'm talking to myself. Just as much as I'm talking to anybody else, like, we all want that beautiful lawn.
Yeah.
But not all of us want to put in
that perfect manicured life.
Yep.
But
it's never going to be perfect, right? You're still going to find a dandelion or two. Yeah.
You know? But when I say that perfect manicured life, I'm talking about, you know, when you look out there and you see where humans are terrible about seeing other people's lives on social media and crap like that and assuming that they're happy when 9 times out of 10, it's just a false bravado. You know what I mean? So when I say like the perfect manicured yard, I mean like genuinely just having a good solid life. I mean, look, we all have first world problems. We don't have the same kind of problems that a lot of people in far less fortunate areas have.
Sure.
All our problems are first world. Like we're spoiled and we still cry about.
I complain a lot about stuff that I should never complain about. Yep.
But
there are plenty of other people that would trade me for my life in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah. 1,000%. Yes. Yeah. That would there's people out there that are praying for a life like we have, and we still...
I was, too, at one time.
Yeah, and we still sit here and... Anywho, that's beside the point. But when we talk about this perfect manicured lawn, what I mean is, like, you have good, strong Christian values. You have...
Yeah.
You have a wife that will let you lead. You have kids that are in the word too. I don't mean like the perfect life. No, that's none of us are ever going to have the perfect life, but there are things that we can do to that makes it, our life looks very well manicured.
Yeah.
You definitely. Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that's more important than having showing all these vacations on social media and, oh, I'm at the beach again. And look how, you know, like
good for you.
Yeah.
Is that important? Man,
probably not. No, but are you, I mean.
When I start talking about, like, what does that look like, right? So when we start talking about planting seeds, I'm thinking about God's word, right? When we start talking about pulling weeds, we start talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to. You're trying to injure yourself on this table today, man. Smacked his knee now.
Because I'm sitting so far up. I never sit this far up. Like, my chair is back here.
Yeah,
but I'm like my legs are up in between the legs, and you know how I like to rock around and
lean back. Lean back. I'm just kidding. I forgot what I was saying now. when we talk about picking weeds, we start talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to speak into us and help us remove things from our lives that are not healthy for us. And you know, we talk about watering it. It's what are we saying? It's how are we praying? It's what are we doing in our other relationships? You know what I mean? Who are we inviting into our home to share life with, Right. Yeah. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. Like,
who are you inviting into your heart?
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you inviting into?
Are you these superficial people that you don't know? I mean,
yeah.
Are you seeking attention for, because that doesn't get you nowhere.
No, no.
Mm-hmm. You know, false idol is what you're doing.
And yeah.
I mean, what it's to who you let in your heart, who you let in your life, who you let in your mind too, because we've all heard the term living in your head rent free.
Oh yeah. We've talked about some of those things.
I've got people that do that, still up here that I'm just, you know what I mean? And for no reason.
Me too.
Like they're up here and they were never directly involved in my life.
Yeah.
But it's still like, it irks me. So it's still
part of it.
Still part of it. And not so much just all day, every day, but if I see them, it's like, whoa.
I got a few of those in my life, too. So, anyway, I think that just kind of led into that thought process of just kind of, you know, for one, don't beat yourself up over a few weeds.
Yeah.
Just keep working at it. You know?
Stay the course. Just
stay the course, yeah. Baby. We got this. Yeah. We're going to get this. It's going to be okay. You got people, you are loved.
Yeah.
If by nobody else, God.
Yeah. You are loved by God.
All right. You had something too.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like super, super hard on myself. And like,
yes, sir.
I was really kind of trying to, I wouldn't say get to the bottom of it, but I just was always curious, like, you know, if we sin every day, and we do, how can we be forgiven every day, like over and over and over? So I was searching for being forgiven of your sins, and interestingly enough, the first thing that popped up was there is only one unforgivable sin. It's Matthew 12:31-32. And this really caught me because I have questions about what you would consider. I'm gonna read it first and I'll talk about the things that I had concern about. So verse 31. So I tell you, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven, except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come.
Interesting.
So my question was, and I really kind of, it kind of threw me for a very big loop, is I know what blasphemy is, but tell me how it's, or tell me what your thoughts are on how you can talk about the Son of Man.
Which is Christ.
Yes. Which I would think that would be a no-no.
Right.
And still be forgiven. But well, if you speak against the Holy Spirit.
Right. Okay. First of all, there are many people that spoke against Christ that he said, forgive them.
Okay.
Correct. The men who beat him and put him on the cross, he said, forgive them. You know, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That they were speak the Jewish people that said, crucify him, that's speaking against him, right? Clearly, he wants them forgiven.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I think we have to identify is, what is the Holy Spirit? How does it interact with us? And what, you know what I'm saying? And then what is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? First of all, the Holy Spirit is like that still small voice within you, right? It's that thing that, It's really God's voice to me. That's the kind of how I see it. Like, whenever, I don't know if you've ever seen it happen or if I've ever done it or whatever, like where I'm like, hey, I just get this urge. Like, hey, I need to pray for you. I've done it with Kevin at church. I just went and grabbed him. And I was like, hey, bro, I need to pray with you. And it's because that voice inside of me was like, I need you to do this. It probably happens to you often and probably don't even recognize it, right? I would not call that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, though, right? Just because we haven't heard the call. Does that make sense? Go ahead.
So like what I like the first thing that comes to mind, like, okay, so what would you consider blasphemy? So like all this thought,
this podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
These thoughts are running through my head. Like, what would you have to say? I obviously none of us want to say it because you don't want, thou shalt not tempt the Lord.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that.
But I don't feel like it's just as simple as F that. I feel like it has to be a lot deeper because you look at humanity and you look at things that go, we're very emotional creatures, and it is one of our major downfalls.
Yeah.
Emotions typically are like a roller coaster. They get the best of us or they leave us hanging somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's just as simple as
F that.
It's gotta be, it has to not just like verbatim, a certain way to say it, but it has to be certain things.
Sure. Now, if you're asking me specifically,
I'm not asking. No.
Okay.
I'm just saying. What is your thoughts on that? Because I don't feel like it. I feel like it's a lot deeper than just F that. Because like if that's the case, then a lot of people have in times of turmoil, desperation.
Bro, we've all done it 100 times. We all do that. Like, there's plenty of things that come across your table. Or coming across your face that you're like, man, F that. I don't need no part
no,
of that.
No, whatever. But what I'm saying is
I'm saying about this. Yeah, I got you.
About the Holy Spirit when you're like, because I know for a fact that I've been in some very troublesome situations where I'm just like, really? Now, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not to say F you, but almost, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Without saying a word.
Yeah, I don't just don't feel like that is...
No.
I think it has to be something a lot deeper. Like, you have to be basically damning that.
Sure. I think, okay, so the way I see it, this specific thing, if we're talking about, speaking against the Holy Spirit, or I think it literally, to me, knowing that the Holy Spirit works in us, right? And that's the thing that's working through us, right? God's giving it to us. It's that voice inside of us that's telling us, hey, man, that's not good for you. I need you to stop that. You know what I mean? If you don't stop it, this is what's going to happen. Or, hey, I need you to go do that. That person needs that. I think it's more of a persistent denial. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we were talking about a second ago about being persistent on the path. It could go the other direction too. And I think it's literally a heart issue because look at the next sentence.
Yeah. A tree is defined by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If the tree is bad, its fruit will be bad.
Right. So literally he's talking about what comes out of you, what's inside of you, right? It's not necessarily just what we're saying with our mouth but our mouth is very powerful. We know this, yes. Right? To be true. But it's a heart issue is what he's talking about. He's telling you literally, look, this is where you hear me. This is what you're to listen to, right?
Yeah.
And every time you're like, every time you treat it as if it's not important, every time we decide that we don't believe, if our heart truly doesn't believe, I'm pretty sure that's what it's talking about.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to bear good fruit. Right? It goes right back to the conversation about the good soil and the good seed, right? A tree is identified by the fruit. So it starts with what's on the inside.
Yeah.
And look, we are changed from the inside out by our interaction with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, yes, it is much deeper than just saying, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's way deeper than that.
Yeah.
It's a heart issue.
Yeah, so if your heart's black, basically, I mean.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You brood of snakes. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
How could evil men like you speak what is good and right, for whatever is in your heart determines what you say? But again, you go right to 35. Yeah. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. So, again, I love the scripture, and I think that it's great, but we always want to go kind of above and below. Let's get the full story, because sometimes two scriptures isn't enough, right? We need context. I want to know what's going on here. And really, who's he talking to, right? Yeah. Obviously, he's talking to all of us, but... Oh, it's. I remember what this one was. This is when they accused him of being the devil, casting out demons. He casts out demons because he is the devil. And, you know, he goes off on his spiel.
Yeah.
But I think that, again, kind of getting a little deeper in that word and looking a little closer, it was literally a sentence later. It tells you exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. Going from the inside out. What's coming out of you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just was really,
I think it's cool.
And I wasn't actually looking for this is right. What's crazy. I wasn't looking for this. It just happened. It just popped up. But I was wanting to know, like, how can I, cause of course I'm curious. I'm very curious. I ask questions. I ask a lot, and I'm sure I'll ask a lot of stupid questions, but it's just because I need that.
Yeah.
I need that reassurance that the dumb things that I'm doing are still going to be forgiven. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I have a bad day and I freak out, or I'm not the greatest at one time or whatever, then I will just.
Oh yeah, in those moments where you fall short and the yeah, old
falls
you
short is an understatement.
Yeah, the old you comes out. Yeah, it happens. It happens to me too. Still,
yeah. It's I don't like thinking it. I'm jumping off the Empire State Building and I'm jumping off a curb. That's how short I'm falling. You know what I mean? It's like, and I think I'm, yeah. Yeah, no, it's completely. It's way bad.
I think though, you have to receive your forgiveness too. Though, that's your responsibility.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. And
yeah,
we talk sometimes about how our emotions are a choice, our responses are a choice, right? And I think that I don't want to back that up, because I do believe that, but I also want to kind of back it up a little bit and give a little bit better context, because I don't think people can make you mad, okay? I do believe that things that people do, right? I do believe that things that people do can trigger you to have an emotion like anger, right? I do believe that. But it's not a, it's the choice isn't about having the anger.
They don't choose it for you.
No.
You choose it.
The choice isn't about having the anger. The choice is about staying in there.
Yeah.
Right? Me and, again, my dad and I were talking about this earlier. It's like, I understand. We're supposed to be pissed off about injustice in the world, okay? We're supposed to love when the truth wins out and be pissed off when the injustice is in the world, right? So, yeah, we're supposed to be angry. Remember that video, though? He says, when he's doing the chisel, and he says, at your anger, he's like, you know, I created the motion, but you're not, you're using it in a destructive way, yeah. Right? It's about what do you do with it, right? Our anger is supposed to trigger us to action, not to be angry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's same with joy.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with it? So yeah, I think, honestly, and interestingly enough, the whole conversation, it's interesting that it all kind of fed itself. It fed each other. Even I had no idea that you were going to talk about Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 and 32 today. And you had no idea that I had Luke chapter 8.
Yeah.
And about the parable of the seed. And it's interesting how it's all kind of interconnected. You know yes. what I mean? If you really look at it, it's like, wow, that all really kind of just, it's all kind of linked together, and that was not planned even a little bit.
Yeah, because you didn't even know, and I didn't know. Like, we didn't even talk, not one time today have we talked and been like, hey, what do you have anything in mind? Because typically we do. Like, hey, do you got anything in mind?
Yada, yada, yada. A concept.
But here the last couple, I would say about the last 10 episodes, we've just really kind of come in and just
winging
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just dropping knowledge off the top of our heads, you know.
It's coming from the top of the dome. And you know, well, and it, so last night was like that too. I had one question that led to everything else, you know what I mean? And I think that, again, I really appreciate those guys for doing it. And we probably do it again. We'll see what the reaction is from others, but they better listen.
Yeah.
All right. Give me your dad joke.
Okay. So I was good. I actually have two because sister sent me one, and I got to use that one because I know that's why she sent it to me. But what do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know.
A gummy bear.
A gummy bear. Good Lord. I should have caught that.
Okay, so this one comes from the book, though. I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me.
Yes, sir, it did.
That's the history of, or like basically my life right there is just stupid jokes.
You're gonna mess up your dad joke.
I know. It's very small. This one was very small. I know you got some words of wisdom in there.
Oh, man, I got a bunch. I always try to find something that kind of connects to what we're talking about. I don't know why, but this doesn't really connect necessarily. If you break it down to the bare minimum of things, especially with relationship, it definitely does.
Okay.
Johnny Cash. All your life, you'll be faced with a choice. You can choose love or hate. I choose love.
That's actually really good. The ones that I like the best are the simple ones. That's a really good, simple one. You know what I mean? It's yeah. Like, it's good.
Yeah. Kiss, baby. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
We got some potential, not changes, but like we're hoping to add more, do some different stuff content-wise. I want to put, I don't know, we're going to start putting the bumper sticker wisdoms out.
Yeah.
As standalone content along with some of the other stuff that we're doing.
Also, too, we talked about it last night. We talked about it the last time that we, last week when we recorded, too. We are starting to try to add a little bit of merch, nothing major. We got stickers, $3 a piece. They're about 3-4 inch in diameter. If you buy a big one, you get a small one.
Yep.
For free. For free, yeah. $3 a piece.
$3 a piece. If it's through, if it's via Venmo or Cash App, we have to add 15 cents because they charge a fee.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all you have to really do is just reach out to us. We don't have a website or anything like that. We're just two dudes doing this on our own. If you want one, hit us up through our
emails, our email. Social media, bswunbound80@gmail.com. Our Instagram is
bumper_sticker_wisdom.
There we go. And our Facebook is Jason John.
I think it's BSW John and Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. You'll find it. It's out there. Yeah. And then YouTube is also bumper_sticker_wisdom. Bumper Sticker Wisdom on TikTok. We're going to continue to push out content and thinking of new things and more things. Hopefully, you know, continue to have guests, and always, as always, asking if you got something you want to hear us talk about, or just if you just want to hear what we have to say about it, you know, or if you don't and you just want to argue with us,
that's fine too.
Hey, we talked about that last episode.
Or
episode 30 was where we talked about that gentleman that was talking about the scripture that the word mile didn't exist, and we had a viewpoint on that. And so, you know, hey, if you guys want to be contrarian, that's fine too. We'd love to talk about it. If you have a perspective that can change ours, by all means, share it. Other than that,
for Bumper Sticker Wisdom, I am Jason,
and I'm John.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.